I'm not using the brainwash word as an evil or an insult to the Christianity. It's truly the word that can describe about the mind of those people, and me included. And therefore, for some reason, I have an urge to ask a question directly to the different groups. Those elders that are over 85 or more, see what kind of a reaction I'm going to get, and to see also those next in line of elders, see the kind of a reaction I'm going to get, how much answer can I get, and also to ask questions to my age group and see the kind of reaction I'm going to get. I have divided the three, and to remember also my elders who spoke to us when I was young, before I went to the residential school. I knew them. These group of elders were born between 1865 to 75, some up to 85. And they were the ones who really carry the knowledge and also the witness of such subject in action. And they were converted to Christianity eventually. As they get older, they have totally discarded the traditional belief and practice and have joined and embraced the Christianity to their deathbed, and then went into the grave with fully being Christianized. Their stories were true in those times. Like my grandfather John Benicis, have seen and witnessed, perhaps even practiced some of it, partially or in time. But he never admitted, and so he never showed. But there are those who have told us a story. These age group who were born in 1875, many of them have acquired such traditional spiritual belief and practice it in isolation, in the wilderness only. And there are those who dare to do it in the open because they only expose the very minority of its use. For example, the person or practice or show its power in the region of James Bay. The man I will not call for the sake of those his descendants. He has shown that he can use the shaking tent for information purposes only, in a very minor request which he granted to such a non-native person who didn't believe him, actually who was inquisitive and allow him to see, and has proved the thing is actually true. And there are other people outside the Yamaskigo tribal territory who have retained such ancestral belief and practice with a good heart, with the firm belief they are the customs, they are their cultural belongings. And those who did not quite abandon it when the Christianization took place. This is a time before the European, where the First Nation spiritual belief and practice were real. Well, actually, were there. And the residue existed after 200 years of contact. Until the day the First Nation of the Yamaskigo were gradually forced to come into a community and spend much more time into community. And the trade, the fur trade, caused them to change the diet, beginning to eat and depended much more to the subsistence of processed food from which they buy from the trading post. All these were slowly eroding the First Nation through culture and the spiritual connection. And this is what the elders have told me. And from the first time when I listened to the elders in this nature 37 years ago. I still remember our elders to have explained these things to each other, not to me, as I sit and listen to the elders amongst themselves. As a boy, I have remembered those words.